Good morning, I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. The peak organisation for Indigenous children is calling on the Northern Territory Chief Minister to take advice from the Help Way earlier report to inform her youth justice policy.
Read the new report that was released by the National Commissioner for Children just last week from the Human Rights Commission that said intervene earlier. It has a host of solutions. Now, some of those solutions that we're hearing coming up right across the country have been, well, when we're talking about children at the end of the line, when everything is breaking, at that end of line, so many things have failed and there are so many people that could have stepped in and helped. But when that child stands up to be sentenced, the only person being held accountable for that outcome is the child.
That's Snake CEO Catherine Little speaking to the ABC there. Over the weekend, the Country Liberal Party ended their 8 years in opposition at the NT election. The Northern Territory's new Chief Minister, Leah Finocchiaro, says she'll immediately push the party's tough-on-crime approach, including reducing the age of criminal responsibility and toughening bail laws. A legal expert says a new app that allows New South Wales residents to live stream 000 calls won't be effective for Indigenous communities until police can form a stronger relationship with them.
Technology should never override the need to build trust within the community. So policing is there for all. I mean, this new technology will only be as good as the level of trust police have in the community. So if First Nations people don't trust police, then they certainly won't use this technology.
That's senior solicitor Samantha Lee from the Redfern Legal Centre. The new Bluelink app allows users to provide their GPS coordinates, upload files and text dispatches. UNICEF says it's taking more than 1 million doses of the polio vaccine to Gaza. Traces of the virus were found in earth samples taken from Gaza last month. The BBC's Sebastian Usher has more.
UNICEF says it will work with two other UN agencies, UNRWA and the WHO, in a campaign to vaccinate more than 640,000 children in Gaza. Traces of a poliovirus were detected in earth samples last month. It's since been confirmed that a 10-month-old baby has contracted the disease and is partly paralysed. The UN has called for 2 7-day pauses in the fighting to administer the vaccinations. It says that without this, it will be impossible to reach all the children at risk in Gaza. But there's been no let-up in the fighting, with the Israeli army issuing a new evacuation order for people in the central Deir al-Balah area.
Iconic Indigenous performer Joe Geyer will perform at the Quandamooka Festival at Minjerriba Stradbroke Island this Friday, playing parts of his show From Rations to Wages to Treaty. The Kawaragugu Yimiji musician will draw on 40 years' worth of songwriting at the festival, which returns for a two-day format this year. Joe Geyer is excited about playing with his six-piece band and says he looks forward to performing with talented young performers such as Jem Cassidaly and Sachem.
Yeah, well, who says there's an expiring date on music, you know? I've just been going until I drop, I suppose. As Aboriginal people, we still feel the struggle, whether it's 1981 or whether it's 2025. There's still that struggle. And if you actually slow down the rap, they're rapping about the same thing.
We'll have more coming up next.
It's the Mary G Show, every Wednesday night.
Hello to all the countrymen right around Australia. Hope everybody is fine and tuned in to me, Mary G.
And Saturday.
You can't lose a black fella in the snow, no matter how much they try and hide, you know? Mm-hmm.
The Mary G Show on the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yeah. Well, you'll have a good sleep.
Fast Channel 601.
Morning, yeah.
And the Weather Bureau says while warmer temperatures are predicted for spring, we shouldn't see a repeat of the record-breaking temperatures of recent days.
The long-range forecast is certainly for above-average temperatures to continue through spring and summer. Now, I don't think we'll continue to track quite as far above average as what we have been over the past few days. We've seen some places 10 degrees or more above average. We'll probably see that return a little bit closer to the norm.
That's senior meteorologist Angus Hines there. Record temperatures were recorded over the weekend, including at Oodnadatta in South Australia, which eclipsed a 75-year-old record on Saturday, and Giles in Western Australia, which had its hottest day in 69 years. To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au.
Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
and need to find someone you can trust, call Marawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 13088. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law. Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Shainan Gimoy Festival returns from the 3rd to the 13th of October 2024. If you miss it the first time, don't miss it now. Experience the tropical foreshore of Gimoy Cairns like never before at our Art Story Walk as it comes alive with a spectacular display of light sculptures. Join us for the Calling Country ceremony on 3rd of October on the Esplanade. Shine is a family-friendly festival celebrating First Nations' unique cultural and arts practices, presenting nightly black markets, daily music performances and deep wisdom conversations at the Salthouse Festival Hub. Be sure to secure your tickets to Shine on Gimoy 2024 and our new Dream Aloud concert at Munro Martin Parklands on Saturday the 5th of October, presented in partnership with QMF. Tickets are available at moshtix.com.au. See you there.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Have you seen Yarnap Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Station radio station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebib Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarnap Strong, your mob too deadly. Now, new research reveals a concerning lack of awareness for allergic rhinitis among Australian parents. In fact, 6 in 10 parents are unaware of the term that may result in symptom, confusion and misdiagnosis. Celebrity mum Phoebe Burgess has collaborated with allergy brand Zyrtec on a new story, a storybook to raise awareness of allergic rhinitis. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Simone Torwadras, Zyrtec spokesperson. And we have Simone on the line. Simone, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great, thanks. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Simone?
I'm based in Sydney.
In Sydney, all right, thank you. I'm here. Cairns, North Queensland. Look, a very important conversation. So new research reveals a concerning lack of awareness of allergic rhinitis among Australian parents. What do we need to do to put the word out?
Yeah, absolutely. So firstly, for those that don't know what it is, allergic rhinitis is an allergic response from the immune system that causes things and symptoms like sneezing, runny nose and watery and itchy eyes. It's a condition that affects millions of Australians and can start as early as the age of 4.
Okay, so it's not only a children's disease, it's across the spectrum?
That's right, yes, children and adults alike. But it's we would say in children it is less understood in them due to the sheer knowledge gap in parents, because we know that 6 in 10 parents are unaware of what the term allergic rhinitis is.
Okay.
And 40% of those Australian parents don't realise that the common allergens such as dust or animal fur can actually affect children.
And explain the symptoms again, please.
Yes, sure. So you've got essentially sneezing and runny nose and watery and itchy eyes.
Mm. And then that comes with the flu, or is it attached to any other illness as such?
Yeah, look, it's a great question, and I think as a result of the symptom confusion and sometimes symptom overlap, being the sneezing and runny nose and things like that, allergic rhinitis can actually often be misdiagnosed. And as a result of that, it can not only affect children's quality of life, but it can also result in parents spending hundreds every year in out-of-pocket expenses, you know, taking off work or taking children out of school or daycare to mind their children.
And when a person picks this up, is it an ongoing thing? Do they get it constantly thereafter? And what's the medication? What's the form of support there?
Yeah, look, it's important to note that allergic rhinitis as a condition is not contagious, and there are effective treatments available. However, what we know is that our research suggests that there is a gap in knowledge about the general term, which could cause the symptom misdiagnosis. So what we essentially encourage is for all parents and guardians alike to consult their healthcare professional if they are seeing that their children may be suffering from some of the symptoms that I've already mentioned.
And get
the best course of treatment for them based on their case, their children's case.
So any of these symptoms come about, of course, take the person or the children to the doctors. And is it worth mentioning this allergic reaction, or the doctor aware of it is what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look, while many Aussies have heard of hay fever, which may be caused by seasonal triggers like pollen, or pollen or symptoms of allergic rhinitis can also be triggered year-round, like those, you know, triggered by dust or pet dander and mold, as we said. So it's important to talk to the symptoms that they may be experiencing, and if there were, in fact, triggers that may have made parents aware of this. And I think for us, what we have done is to address this, this symptom confusion, is to raise general awareness of allergic rhinitis. Zyrtec has collaborated with Phoebe Burgess to launch a new kids storybook called Zach and Zoe's Hide and Sneeze, which actually uses a game of hide and sneak to help identify those symptoms and triggers of allergic rhinitis.
Yeah, smart operation, great tool. And look, by any means necessary, let's educate the people and use the vehicles that are available. And the storybook is fantastic. And big shout out to Phoebe Burgess as well. And thank you for sharing, Simone, a very important conversation. And we're doing our bit in regarding awareness of allergic rhinitis. So thank you very much.
No worries.
We'll talk soon.
The book's available as a free gift with purchase from the 1st of September in Chemist Warehouse, Cherry White, Chemmart, and other participating independent pharmacies, as parents shall need in the coming months.
Lovely. Again, Zach and Zoe's Hide and Sneeze. That's the name of the book. Thank you very much, Simone. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
Cheers. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Simone Tawaradros is the name of Simone, and from Zyrtec, she's a spokesperson there, and talking about the new research reveals a concerning lack of awareness of allergic rhinitis among Australian parents. And in fact, 6 in 10 parents are unaware of the term that may result in symptom confusion and a misdiagnosis, which I've never ever heard of. So that's why it's very important to have a yarn and talk about these spaces and protect people out there in regard to such an allergic reaction. And celebrity mum Phoebe Burgess has collaborated with the allergy brand Zyrtec on a new story to raise awareness of allergic rhinitis. So we need to, we're always educating and entertaining our kids. So here's another book that you can purchase and educate people, yourself as well, in regard to the allergic rhinitis. And the name of the book is New Story Book, out now, Zach and Zoe's Hide and Sneeze. Love the title. There it is. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. National Talk Black. Thank you.
this land 40,000 years ago. Before the white man came and invaded our land, took our people away from our tribal land, us on missions, made us slaves to their ways. Our cultural ways, traditional tribal days, slowly but sadly fades away. Time to realize, break free from these chains, desecrating with dynamite on sacred dreamtime sites. Please give us back our land rights. We won't give up without a fight. Kids about their rights, so brothers and sisters, let's unite. Keep our fire burning bright. My people walk on this land 40,000 years ago. The white man came and invaded our land, took our people away from our tribal lands, put us on missions, made us slaves to their ways. Give up without a fight. Teach our kids about their rights, so brothers and sisters, let's unite. Keep our fire burning bright. Keep our fire burning bright.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. People have lost
working place, you me call him all round okay.
Na kimanda na e black swan ae.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416-98.7 FM BBM.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbleboop Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, your mob too deadly. All right, our new research reveals over three quarters of vehicle owners are performing car maintenance themselves amid ongoing economic pressures. In fact, cost of living concerns are making electric vehicles increasingly appealing for Aussie drivers, with one-third citing savings on maintenance and fuel as key benefits. As the automotive landscape continues to shift and develop, My Car Tyre and Auto is preparing its customers for the future of mobility by expanding its mobile network and growing its number of EV-ready stores. With the only catch of a yarn now with Adam Pay, General Manager, My Car. We have Adam on the line. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Adam?
Based in Sydney, but I'm in Adelaide today, a store.
All right, fantastic. So here we are, venturing into the future. Electric cars are about, just around the corner, probably got flying cars. But let's talk about the event here we are today in regarding electric cars becoming more common and the cost of living with mechanical cars in regarding fuel is becoming, too expensive, you could say,
Definitely. I mean, you would have seen the report, the Mobility Index. I mean, that highlights the sentiment and outlook of the Australian drivers relating to cost of living, behaviours to service and maintenance, and EV. It's a really good report, actually.
Yeah, sure. So you're saying that people are leaning more towards electric vehicles?
Well, I tell you what, I've seen, and they kind of link together. In the report, as it relates to cost of living, you've got 60% of drivers that are actually adjusting their vehicle habits in light of the rising cost of living.
Yes.
You've got nearly a quarter of them are opting to extend intervals between servicing. But worryingly, you've even got some people handling complex tasks like brake repairs. And I think the concern here is that cutting corners or failing to address some of the minor issues promptly often leading to bigger issues over time. And I think whilst it's tempting to think you can do it yourself, the reality is that the tasks are often highly technical and require trained expert technicians.
Sure.
So that's the kind of cost of living part of it.
Yeah. I mean, the old saying, well, it seems like the old industry's dying when we're talking about bush mechanics, aren't we?
Oh, well, the industry's alive and kicking. I think somebody said to me yesterday, well, what does the industry look like with EVs in the future?
Yes.
I mean, if you refer to the study, I think it's really interesting to see there's such a big difference between EV drivers and non-EV drivers. I mean, you've got 82% of EV drivers are really confident in the reliability and durability of EV, whilst then you've got 46% of those who don't own an EV citing reliability and durability as a concern. So I'm really excited about the role that My Car can play in helping introduce petrol and diesel drivers to the benefits of transitioning from ICE vehicles, diesel, petrol, to EV and hybrids.
So the big question is, Adam, what's the cost difference? Is it more expensive by an electrical car than a fuel car?
Yeah, it is. One of the real barriers here is people buying electric vehicles is the upfront cost of the vehicle, which right now is actually coming back significantly with the introduction of a few different brands into the market in different models.
Yep.
So I think that's going to settle over time, but it's a barrier at the moment. But most people are really worried about they've got range anxiety and charging anxiety. So as the technology in the vehicle gets better and the more miles these cars can do on one charge, that, you know, the issue around how far you'll get will allay. And as the charging infrastructure gets better, which it is, those kind of fears will go away. But overall, there'll be less service and repair needed on electric vehicles in time. I mean, I'm an electric vehicle driver.
Okay.
And for me, it doesn't feel that different having an EV service versus a diesel or a petrol vehicle.
Because there's still service required.
Yep. It's spent on the electrical work now.
Is there still service required on an electrical car? Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, like I say. You don't have the oil filter or the spark plugs of the oil anymore, but there's fault diagnosis through scan tools, there's software updates, they've still got tyres, they've got brakes, they've got fluid,
They've
got 12-volt batteries. So there's still a lot that needs to be maintained.
And, of course, is this country equipped to mobilise electrical cars? Have we got the power stations? And can we power our cars at home?
Yeah, I think what we need to remember is the transition from ICE vehicles to EV is evolution, not revolution.
Mm.
So I think we've got time to get this right.
Okay.
So the charging infrastructure away from home is getting bigger and better. Most of the vehicles, if you're fortunate enough to be able to charge them at home, will be charged at home.
Yes.
So I think the charging issue won't be a problem in the future.
Okay. And how long does a car, how far does it take in regarding fully charged?
Yes, and again, that depends on what vehicle, but most vehicles have got 300 to 400 kilometres of distance with a single charge.
Okay,
so,
fantastic.
You know, EVs might not be for everybody right now, but if you've got a car that's buzzing around the city or around the big towns, you've got no problem.
Okay, and then you get a fuel car and you run out of petrol in the middle of nowhere, you're going to get a jerry can and refuel. What happens with the electric car?
Well, you'd be surprised at just how few vehicles are actually running out of battery. Again, I'm an EV owner myself. Mm. We call it the ABC, always be charging. Every time you go past the charger, you stop off, get a coffee, might
charge
take 15, 20 minutes to get a full battery again, and away you go. So the instances of people running out of battery charge is so small.
Lovely, beautiful. All right, thanks for painting the picture, my friend. All the best, Adam. You take care, and we'll yarn soon.
My pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye now.
Deadly yarn there. Adam Paye's name is General Manager. My Car is the name of the organisation, the company there. And yes, we are talking about new research reveals over 3/4 of vehicle owners are performing car maintenance themselves amid ongoing economic pressures. So it's cheaper to run in regard an EV car, electrical vehicle, but a little bit more expensive. But in the long run, it may work out for you in regarding finances. So food for thought, you know, have a look, you mob. We are travelling in the 21st century. As I said, just around the corner, we'll be talking flying cars. So there it is. Have you saying Jan Upstrong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
There's a breed of man with a calloused hand, for his work is harder than most, and he takes a stand, not on the land, but the deck of a fishing boat. Now his specialty is barramundi, but he'll take a salmon or dew. I've even been told that catfish and all go into the packaging too. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a panic in the tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. Haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a panic in the tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. Now they work with the tide, and tempers are tried by catfish and crab in the net. An occasional shout, how we gonna get it out? There's a bloody big croc in it yet. But a good sharp knife gets them out of strife, they'll cut the reptile free. And the skipper might swear and pull out his hair, it's a rugged old life on the sea. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a panic in the tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. 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 So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew.
Just roll them in a flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a panic and a tea, some chips and salad, any way you'll do me.
Barramundi.
Now a barramundi boat is fairly small, 12 metres long at the most, with four in a crew all living on stew, for their rations are nothing to boast. And for weeks on end these unshaven men breaking their backs for a crust, just to be let down when they get into town by an unpaying skipper gone bust. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in a flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a panic in the tea, some chips and salad, any way you'll do me.
Barramundi. 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 Barramundi.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe, during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wuchopperen's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wuchopperen on 40801080 to learn more.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Porque G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bunbury Beep Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. All right, MTA, that's MTA Queensland, MTA Institute, leading automotive innovation. And the MTA Institute expands popular auto ready program to regional Queensland. The leading industry owned provider of automatic apprenticeships in training in Queensland is expanding its popular auto ready program to the regions. High school students from across Cairns, Rockhampton, and Townsville will have the opportunity to get hands on experience working with real vehicles while exploring the many exciting and prosperous career pathways available in the automotive industry. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Marcello Riota, director of the MTA Institute. And we have Marcello on the line. Good morning, Marcello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, my friend?
I'm in Brisbane.
In Brisbane. Okay, big shout out. Thank you very much. Director of the MTA Institute. So we're talking about leading automotive innovation and expanding this fantastic program, popular auto ready program. It's a good thing. So you're driving it forward, partner punt.
We are driving it forward. So, you know, we're based out of Brisbane,
yes.
MTA Queensland. But there's definitely an appetite through, you know, we are MTA Queensland, not MTA Brisbane. So industry tell us we need to get involved with the regions and
yes.
hence the expansion into Cairns and Townsville, Mackay, et cetera, et cetera.
Let's talk about the Popular Auto Ready program. Tell us what the program is all about and let's talk about the expansion, my friend.
Yeah, sure. So basically it's an introductory into automotive. So what we find is, certainly, there's some misconceptions or, you know, some old wives' tales about automotive. So we really thought we need to let students know and have not only just in terms of a website or flyers or discussions, but really have an interactive session with them where they get to do some hands-on. Mm. So they do an introductory, they do a couple of units of competence, which is part of the automotive training package. But what that means is they actually spend a week actually doing hands-on practical tasks associated with the automotive. So they get a real sense of it.
Sure.
Like everyone, you know, it's a bit of a try before you buy. Yeah. Some of the kids that come have never, you know, swung a spanner. Some of them are already tinkering at home, whether it's on boats, motorbikes, cars, etc. So it sort of caters for anyone in school that wants to have a bit of a taste of the automotive program.
Look, when you talk about bush mechanics, so to speak, and a dying industry, you could say, with the vehicles that come to the table now, this day and age, 21st century, all electronic and all the different tools, what have you. So you could say it's a whole new ball game, isn't it?
It is. It's definitely, we still need those skills, so those mechanical skills. So regardless if it's a Tesla or if it's an old Patrol, we still need those mechanical skills because underneath all the electronics, we've still got a mechanical device. So we still need those old school mechanical skills. But on top of that, we've got a layer of electronics which we need to navigate through. So there are some new skills that need to be learned. So with people in industry, existing mechanics, we're constantly upgrading ourselves in terms of vehicles that are electric, vehicles that drive themselves. So it is a new sector, but it's an evolution of an existing mechanical device. So we've still got brakes, steering, suspension, an engine in most cases that we deal with in the mechanical side of things.
And Marcelo, we are talking both males and females too, aren't we?
Absolutely. So, MTAQ, as the peak body in automotive, we're committed to try to get some gender equality.
Yes.
And the reality is we'll never have equality, but we definitely see that as an industry we're missing out on a very large workforce being the females. And you know what? I've been doing it for a little bit, and I would never tell my wife that, but females actually do things a bit better than blokes.
The girls can do anything. That's right, exactly.
They read instructions, follow directions.
They listen,
they read the manual, stuff that we try to get through.
The male counterpart, we tend to, don't tell me about boats. Don't tell me about cars.
exactly. I know everything.
Well, fantastic. And how are you expanding it to the community? Expanding?
Yeah, so,
what are you doing? Which areas and what dates and have you?
For sure. Sorry, mate. So what we did was we sort of proof of concept in Brisbane where we had all our resources, so the workshop, equipment, the people, and MTAQ or MTA Institute has trainers and members all through Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
So when we proved the concept in Brisbane, we thought, well, there's an opportunity to mobilise it. And it's actually funded by the state government, and they have an expectation to also to support the regions and remote areas of Queensland as well. So we're always going to expand it. But what it needed is some careful planning and resourcing, et cetera. So the way we've been able to mobilise it is actually partnering with members.
Mm-hmm.
So MTAQ has automotive members through Queensland.
Yep.
So the one in Cairns in particular, we're actually partnering with one of our members, Cairns Customs. So Wazza out there, he's supplying the physical location, which is an existing workshop where they do mechanical repairs, do all manner of repairs, electronic accessories, etc. So they've actually made some room for us, and we've partnered. So we've actually got a physical location. What we do is we provide all the learning material and the trainers that come out and deliver. So that was the only way we'll ever get into the regions, by partnering with our members in the different regions.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned high school students. So we're talking about high school students still in school doing the program, or people who left school can do the program, yes?
So they still need to be, to eligibility is that you're at school.
Okay.
What that means is that they have to do it in their school holidays. So that's the intent of the program.
Yes.
So it doesn't affect their schooling, so they can still concentrate on their normal schoolwork. And it's actually a school holiday program.
Okay.
So one of the criteria for this, for the funding, by all means, we run other different style courses.
Mm.
But this one here is really, the target is to give school students an opportunity to experience automotive industry without affecting their normal day-to-day school. So it's a week. The course runs for 5 days, and we run it in school holiday.
And school holiday, instead of fishing or kicking a football, get educated in the automotive industry. Fantastic.
Correct. Yeah.
Hey, nice talking with you, Marcelo. Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing. And we will yarn soon, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, Yeah, fantastic. Look forward to it. I'm sure it'll be a great event up in Cairns, and it'll be well supported by industry and the school. So I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You take care. Bye-bye.
Great. Bye-bye.
Adele Yande, Michele Riotto, his name is, director of the MTA Institute, MTA leading automotive innovation. So they're expanding, the Institute is expanding the popular Auto Ready program to regional Queensland, so which is fantastic. So look, check with your check with your schools, so check with your principals and what have you, and regarding this program. It is a program that's in your school holidays, so you've got to be a student, school, and you're doing 5 days a week on the holidays. So it's just being productive with your time. That's all it is. We've all got 24 hours a day. It's just what you do with your time. So it's about sacrificing your holiday, your fishing and kicking the football and that sort of stuff, and getting educated in this space, and it creates a foundation. If you love the automotive industry, there could be a career pathway there for you. So fantastic. Have your say, Jan Upstrong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We've got the news coming up very soon, so stay tuned for that. This is a one-hour program, National Talk Black, and we're coming to an end of the program for today. And you can always add to the conversation by calling that daily number, 1-800-422-416. We do have a text number as well. Text us if you've got any queries or information or statement, 0457140550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. A big shout-out to the BBM team here, management, staff, crew, and board of directors. Thank you for allowing Trinity Trev to steer this vehicle, pardon the pun, when we talk about leading automotive innovation. Trinity Trev driving this vehicle forward. National Talk Black, been doing it for 11 years. Love the program. Love delivering the program. And it's a team effort. So big shout out to Mama Bipper Media and also NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to your mob down there, based there at BEMA, Brisbane Digital Media Association. A team effort in more ways than one. Otherwise, stay tuned. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
Cause your love is so amazing.